welcome to Talking Walking's 2020 Visions. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking Podcasts. 2020 has been an extraordinary year. The COVID pandemic has changed our travel behaviour for the foreseeable future, and a new normal has yet to evolve. Many governments have encouraged their citizens to walk more in their local neighbourhoods, to undertake essential errands, as well as for better physical and mental health. Changes are being made in our streets to accommodate social distancing, with more outdoor space being allocated for entertainment, leisure and hospitality. Looking further into the future, what might the world of walking be like in 20 years' time? We invited people to share their vision of the world of walking in 2040. We asked them three questions and to record their answers so we could share them here. We asked them to tell us who they were and from where they were calling, and to outline what work they were presently doing that involved walking, as well as their 2020 vision. The voice you're about to hear is that of Paul Kelly, a physical activity researcher from the UK.
Well, I'm Paul Kelly, and I'm calling from Edinburgh in Scotland. I'm a researcher in physical activity for health, with a particular focus on walking and cycling, and I'm also a director at Paths for All, which is Scotland's national walking charity. Always sort of seem to have a number of research and related projects on the go. We have recently done some work trying to evaluate the mental well-being benefits of a four-week walking intervention. It's run up here in Scotland by Paths for All. It's called the Step Count Challenge, where they try to encourage and support people to collect steps in teams and see if they can do more steps each week and beat the total from last week and things like that. So we were looking at some of the mental health benefits, and it was really quite interesting because through interviews, we discovered that it's different things for different people. So for some people, it's the increased social interaction. For some people, it's being outdoors and enjoying nature. And for some people, it's just the distraction from maybe the pressures or stresses of, you know, work or things at home. So really interesting to see that different people experience mental well-being benefits for different reasons. We've also done some work looking at how to promote walking a bit more effectively. And we compared, we were trying to recruit people to walking groups. And we compared the identical adverts, but one which had a photo of people walking in nature and another that had a photo of people walking in an urban environment. And of course, our hypothesis was that the nature photo would be more effective. But actually, there was a ever so slight favouring or advantage to the urban image. And this surprised us. And we think that this may be because obviously within Scotland, generally more people live in urban environments, especially in the central belt and other towns and cities in Scotland. So it may be that the urban images were more relatable and people could sort of see themselves in them, so to speak. So that was quite an interesting piece of work as well. What is my vision for walking in 2040? Well, it's certainly a question that gets you thinking. I would like to think that walking in 20 years' time was seen, you know, universally as the go-to approach to promote physical activity at a population level due to its accessibility and its kind of equity advantages at a population level. I'd like to think that walking was viewed as pleasurable and as a treat and as a reward, as something that people chose to do for leisure and for fun, and that we'd sort of created a culture and a society where it was viewed in all these positive ways. And of course, that walking, its value to kind of sustainable economies and sustainable environments was sort of seen in even greater, in greater light. So I suppose, yeah, it might be a very optimistic wish list, but I'd really, you know, I feel positive that the direction of travel is going in the right way, and that walking is on track to make a greater contribution to populations and societies in the coming years. Well, thanks very much, and best regards to everyone.
we will be publishing further 2020 visions. If you'd like to record a 2020 vision of your own, then please follow the instructions you'll find on the 2020 Visions page of the Talking Walking website. From there, you will also find free podcast interviews of artists, activists, and professionals from the world of walking, and of those who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 2020 Vision are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited and the Museum of Walking. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics and Auburn Lowe. And the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.